Now, we're going to start off with a track that, as an album that I've been enjoying much to, you know, I mean, I've much to my own surprise. It's the album Ain't But the One Way, of which I played another track either last week or the week before. I played the track Ha Ha Hee Hee, which is another one I enjoyed. And this album is just overwhelmingly critically panned. It doesn't seem like very many people at all enjoy it, but these two tracks in particular, I have found that I enjoy them. And hopefully I'm just not totally misguided and that, you know, other people are enjoying them too. So we're going to start out with this track, One Way, basically the title track from this album from 1983, Ain't But the One Way, from Sly and the Family Stone. There we had One Way from Sign the Family Stone. You know, I described the conflict in a couple weeks ago. You know, 1.5 stars from AllMusic, 2.5 from Rolling Stone. You know, but it is a collaborative project between Sly Stone and George Clinton. So, I mean, I don't really see how you can go wrong there. I mean, they did, in fact, quarrel. And that's another story. I'm just reading off the Wikipedia page. It's my own mistake. They did fight or come into conflict while recording the album. But whoever made it, put it together, seems to have done a pretty good job. Now, we're going to be keeping with this general theme of feeling good. You know, a kind of a celebratory mood. No particular reason, well, except that, you know, 4 days ago, I was just feeling very good. That's 4 days ago. That's a Thursday. So Thursday going into Friday, that's, you know, basically my weekend. Feeling good. And I had the inspiration to make a good, feeling good kind of playlist. Now, unfortunately, those feelings have almost all gone to the wayside, as this week brought me a Spanish presentation on Monday. On Tuesday, 20 sources due for a data class that I'm taking, you know, in an annotated bibliography. And then tomorrow at noon, a podcast due. Now, of course, I'm an excellent music producer and audio man, so and I have it complete for the most part, but it's been a difficult one. So after tomorrow, in about 15 hours, things will have calmed down, and hopefully we'll get right back to feeling good. Now, despite the name of this track, this track was a catalyst for how good I was feeling, because the riff that travels throughout Boy Pablo's Feeling Lonely from their debut album last October, Soy Pablo, just had me grooving no matter where I was playing. So I want to share that riff with you from Boy Pablo's Feeling Lonely, because, oh, is it a good one?
Oh, then how did I just miss you?
Feeling Lonely from Boy Pablo. That, that is just a track that has been in, especially that riff, just been in my head for the past week or so. I tried to come to some good words about it. Excellent sentence there. And I instead found a good article about it. And it's got some great takes on the track. It says, if the Chainsmokers and the Growlers got together to cover New Order with ABBA's rhythm section, it might sound almost a little something like Lonely Boy. What? Are they trying to say Feeling Lonely? Well, look at that. The writer of this article seems to have made a bit of an oopsie that I didn't check before I read it. But, it's an interesting distance that they've created between, you know, the upbeat nature of the music, but the sad nature of the vocals. It's kind of, you know, you got that contrast, not too unlike Maxwell's Silver Hammer, maybe, where you got the kind of the goofy instrumental and then the lyrics about killing someone. In any case, we're going to move on to something hopefully a little lighter. Oh, yes, so much lighter. Maybe not in literal terms, but in musicality. This one, kind of, it's a breezy track. It's a little something by the Commodores called Brick House.
Shook it down now.
That was Brick House by Commodores. Now, I'm not going to go into it. But anyway, I did actually do some research on my past shows, and I was displeased with the amount of times that I have said and other time-wasting vocalizations in the past. And I have been and will continue to make a conscious effort to try and not do that. I'm not sure how successful I've been so far, but know that it's very much in the back of my mind. Smooth. Anyway, I think a great way of me to avoid these unnecessary time wasters is to just play music more frequently and to play it at a greater clip, if you will. So leaving out these kind of unnecessary breaks in good content and instead substituting it with me and my subpar content, especially when my competition is Stevie Wonder from his 1980 album Hotter Than July and the track Master Blaster, and then in parentheticals, Jammin'.
We'll be coming into the break of
Oh my, excuse me, my Spotify acted up for a little bit there, giving some eagle-eared listeners a little bit of a preview into the next track, but we do gotta spend some time talking about Master Blaster Jammin' from Stevie Wonder. It does interpolate, for again, those listeners with great ears, Jamming by the Bob Marley and the Wailers. This track came out September 12th, 1980, and Bob Marley passed away May 11th, 1981. So Stevie and Bob had worked together at a concert in Jamaica in 1976, I believe. Excuse me. And they talked about holding a huge concert where Marley would play a survival start to finish, and Wonder would do the same with Journey Through the Secret Life of Plants. That because they both came out in 1979, but they couldn't do that because Bob Marley was diagnosed with cancer later in the year. Anyway, this has just the track has references to Rastafarianism, as well as, Pan-Africanism, as well as the independence of Zimbabwe. Lots of meaning hidden, not really hidden, but in that track. Next up, we have the new Tame Impala track, which, again, it's another one of these tracks that I just kind of feel that I feel like I'd be doing a disservice to listeners on an indie radio station like such as this if I wasn't, you know, just continuing to play Tame Impala's Patience, which I feel has probably been played quite a bit over the past few days. But sometimes you can't beat them, you can join them, and I'm more than happy to join if it involves playing this great new track from Kevin Parker and Co. From Tame Impala, Patience. We'll be right back. Patience from Tame Impala. It's just Kevin Parker. Now, 9:31, halfway through, quick reminder, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Shock Me Like an Electric Neal, featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. Visit us online, wjrh.org. Patience by Tame Impala. It's a Tame Impala track. It really is nothing incredibly groundbreaking. I mean, it's like the same vocals and same... Pitchfork describes it as a yacht rock cruiser, and I'm not even sure if that's entirely a compliment. I still really enjoy it, and I hope you did too. Switching things up a little bit, you know, me always providing you with those tracks that you never thought you'd find. Well, get ready for that again. It's excellently phrased there. With a track from De La Soul, which, again, you can't listen to unless you have the digital files. And you know what? Look at me. I have them here. So I'm going to play a little track called A Roller Skating Jam Named Saturdays, which, I mean, I hope... it should work out. And I know my only concern is that I might have played it before, but it's so good that I don't even care. Here's A Roller Skating Jam Named Saturdays.
This mix, toss that briefcase, it's time to let loose, cause you work like heck to get the week in check. So unfasten that sleeper on your neck, connect it like a vibe from the wheel to the foot. Come on everybody, this is the funky output.
5 days you work, one whole day to play. Come on everybody, wear your roller skates today. It's Saturday, 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 it's Saturday, Saturday, it's Saturday, Saturday, it's Saturday, yeah.
Now as you pump your fists, I reminisce to a bounce rock skate flow fest to impress. Hey pretty diamond, do you like the way I'm dressed? Cool, keep the faith and be my mate, cause all we need is feet. But promote the hustle, cause it keeps me thin. No need to talk, Luke, you just walked in. Is there a good old stage? Yes, man.
So kick the wham on this jam.
Oh, Mr. Sprinkler. Wet me for one, Mr. Sprinkler. I'm heating high five and a day's no split. With a yawn, I trip to the dawn. Out comes the bodies following the one idea. It's clear. Rattle to the roll. Hold back up the track. Grab your roller skates, y'all. And let's zip on by. Zippity-doo, now let's zip on by. Feet on the wheel and we're feeling high. Sun is on thick and the cheese is rolling thick. Come on, it's no time to hide. Season is twist, spinning and winning. No hack and sack, let me in. Spill on the bottom of wave, but it's okay. Ha, it's a Saturday.
Now let's all get baked like Anita.
Watch Mr. Lawn, don't look at the Peter.
Feel on the farm, I'll feel on the...
Hey, watch that.
It's a Saturday.
Now is the time to act the fool tonight. Forget about your worries and you will be alright. It's Saturday, 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 it's Saturday, Saturday, it's Saturday, Saturday, it's Saturday, yeah, 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 yeah.
a roller skating jam named Saturdays. Now, I like that track for a lot of reasons, and a lot of the reasons why it's gotten in so much trouble, not that track in particular, but the entirety of De La's catalog, is because of their extensive sampling. So that one samples 8 different songs. Saturday in the Park by Chicago, I Got My Mind Made Up, You Can Get It Girl by Instant Funk, Light My Fire by Young Holt Unlimited, Evil Vibrations by Mighty Riders, Ebony Jam by Tower of Power, Grease by Frankie Valli, F4000 by The Fearless Four, and Good Times by Chic. So that's 8 samples that they did not clear, I don't think. I think they gave credit to 5 of the 8. 3 of them just, I mean, some of those samples are really, really small, which made for incredible artistic, I guess incredible artistic freedom that was probably not legal. Anyway, to a track that was legal, and that's a stupid transition, but there's a great track coming up next. We've got Marvin Gaye with Got to Give It Up.
I'm
Got to Give It Up, part one, Marvin Gaye. Just a classic. I'm not going to, I don't think I can say anything. It's just so good, and I don't want to ruin it with my own words. And a track that has words that just have very little meaning, Private Idaho by the B-52s from their album Wild Planet, is what we have coming up next, a 1980 track. Seems like that's kind of the epicenter of all the tracks I'm playing tonight, with the exception of Patience. But anyway, here's Private Idaho. Private Idaho, the B-52s from the album Wild Planet, actually recorded in the Bahamas. A lot of these tracks, there's only nine, it's only a 35-minute album. The band had decided, after the success of their debut of the B-52s, the self-titled from 1979, they had extra tracks, but they wanted their second album to be strong as well, so they saved over some leftovers and put it on this one for their follow-up just a year after the debut. So, yeah, you know, you got Give Me Back My Man also on this one, as well, you know, oh, I got a couple more good ones. Anyway, don't have too much left. Only got 13 minutes left in the show, and we're going to continue this with an instrumental track from Flamingosis from the album Bright Moments from 2016, of which I do believe I've played a track from before, maybe Feelings of Sentimentality due to Getting Curved, all these weird tracks. That's definitely a freedom you have when you're doing instrumental music, right? You don't have to abide by any sort of logic. I guess kind of in the same vein as B-52s, except for they had lyrics and then just totally went, you know, totally freestyle on that. But anyway, here's Sunset Park from Flamingosis. Flamingosis with Sunset Park. Now, quick research finds that Flamingosis is a New Jersey-based producer, but his name stems from a frisbee move that his father invented. I don't know what the frisbee move is. That'd be pretty interesting to learn about. Let me see. What did he got in his Bandcamp? Yeah, he obviously takes some influence from Flying Lotus. Jay Dilla with his vintage funk samples, disco samples. He personally says that he creates engaging and soulful tracks and puts on an infectiously and energetic live show. I have to say I agree, although I don't know about the live show, although I'd be very happy to find out if you if he's out there listening somewhere in New Jersey and he wants to, you know, maybe come to Lafayette or maybe, I don't know, give us concert tickets so that we can talk about it, would be pretty cool. Anyway, putting a cap on tonight's celebratory kind of mood, with although we might get a bonus track seeing on with the contingent on how long I babble, we're gonna do a track inspired by my roommate's radio show last night, where he played Good Vibrations, and I'm gonna play Good Vibrations as well by the Beach Boys. Enjoy.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Good Vibrations from the Beach Boys. Got a little bit of time left, and I have been thinking about Maxwell's Silverhammer ever since I mentioned it in reference to Feeling Lonely by Boy Pablo, so we'll get that one in, and then we will end the show. So here's Maxwell's Silverhammer from Abbey Road.
Joan was quizzical, studied metaphysical science in the home. Late nights all alone with a test tube. Maxwell Edison, majoring in medicine, calls her on the phone. Can I take you out to the pictures, Joan? But as she's gone, tells Max to stay when the glass has gone away, so he waits behind. Writing 50 times, I must not be so, oh, oh, oh. But when she turns her back on the boy, he creeps up from behind. Dang, dang, Maxwell sailed her hand and came down upon her head. Maxwell stands alone, painting testimonial pictures. Oh, 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 oh. Rose and Valerie screaming from the gallery say he must go free.
Maxwell must go free.
The judge does not agree, and he tells them so. Oh, oh, oh. But as the words are leaving his lips, from behind. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver hammer came down upon his head. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver hammer made sure that he was dead.
Oh, I did a little bit too early there. Last time, that last little clink. I'm reading a little bit about that track. I hadn't thought about it too deeply before because I didn't think it could have very deep implications. But it's a testament to why the Beatles broke up, that a silly song like that, according to some biographers of the Beatles, that that would make it in over on Abbey Road over a more substantive track from George Harrison. And nobody. Three, Ringo, John, and George all hated that song, but Paul loved it, and so it made it on the album. So there's your little Beatles history to finish up tonight's show. It's 10 p.m. Finally, I just want to give you another reminder, third of the evening, that you are, in fact, listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Shock Me Like an Electric Neil featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. Give us a listen online, wjrh.org. Check out our archives, and I will be speaking with you next week. All the best.